Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ulala Njinga's here. And she's, you know what, folks? She's got some new gigs that I'm still a little rusty on. I know she founded an outstanding marketing company called Yellowwood Group. I know she's the author of the outstanding book, 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, which is outstanding, as I say. She's got a new gig, and I'm going to get her to tell us about that just for a little bit at first. Ulala Njinga, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. I always appreciate it.
Okay, this Athena PowerLink, That's, you're a member of the governor's board of helping women business owners, right? That's one of the things
Athena
you're doing.
Athena PowerLink of the Triangle.
You're also a commission member of NC Works over in North Carolina.
I am. I sit as the vice chair, and I also hold the small business seat for the state.
All right. So I'm gonna. That's just by way of introduction, folks. And Ulala, I may ask you later on to give us an update on how that's going. But first, I want to talk about this CX thing.
Yeah.
Tell us what CX means.
So CX is the acronym for customer experience, and it came out of corporate. And it's been trickling down slowly to the small business sector, and it's been amazing watching it take off.
I completely reject that description, Ulala.
Okay.
you know I love you, but if anybody thinks customer experience began with a big company and not a little company.
Okay.
I know that's where the acronym came from.
Yes.
But you and I both know small businesses own the franchise on customer experience.
Yes. And so I will clarify the concept and the methodology and some of the science behind
it. Yeah, the science, the big data behind it, the pointy-headed goofball I'm just having some fun with you.
You are wired for Wednesday.
But you and I both know customer experience starts at small. But go ahead.
Absolutely right. The concept coming from corporate, trickling down to small business in terms of a concept. So in other words, small business has always embraced that relationship-based mechanism with their customers. But now they actually have to draw a box around it. They need to put some strategy behind it. And that does have some small business owners on the run because of this thing called the customer journey.
Right.
And, you know, your book really knocks it out the park.
Thank you.
The Age of the Customer. When you introduce this new methodology about customers run the show now.
That's right. And it's all because of the experience that they – I mean, it's all because of their expectations.
Expectations
is driving everything.
Right?
Yeah.
It's because of their shifting expectations. And so what I do like about the concept coming from big business is that they've got people in place to kind of monitor what the customer journey looks like and monitor how customer expectations are shifting. What small business owners can glean from that, quite frankly, is still their data. You know, don't bang your head up against the wall. Look at the information, the reports. And the concepts that are being thrown out by big companies so that you can re-examine the customer journey for your own small business. So that's where I was going with that point.
And
that's
the trickle down. You are right on the money, because when I talk to small business owners, as I have now for, golly, five or six years now, about this customer expectation thing, the one thing I keep telling them is, folks, if you want to know what your business is supposed to be doing tomorrow or a month from now or a year from now, all that information is in the head of the customer.
Yes.
And all you have to do is talk to them. That's right. But see, you and I know that that's the part that's not so easy for small business owners. We can deliver the experience, but it might not be the right experience, might not be the targeted, most current expectation-driven experience. But one thing that big companies do have, folks, that this is where I give Olala, I agree with her 100%. One of the things that they do have the ability to do is to not only determine what customers want, but to even anticipate it.
Yes.
And this is where we're weak in that part of it, because we're so busy operating and trying to do a good job that we might be behind the curve a little bit on what is expected today.
Yes, that is perfect. And that's what makes me nervous. For agile as small business owners are, we can sometimes be myopic when it comes to understanding and meeting customer expectations. And it's because when we're the customer, we think our customers want what we want. And so there isn't always this moment where, as small business owners, we step outside of our business and say, well, do my customers actually really want that? And the best analogy that I give people, and it seems to really go over well when I say this, you know how some businesses say we treat you like family?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about your family, but in my family, I don't know that I want to be treated like family.
I was going to say, people who know my family would not want me to describe my business like that.
Exactly. I hope my mom's not listening.
Because there might be gunplay involved or something, you know?
Exactly. But you almost have to get that Disney mentality or that Target Corporation mentality, which is, well, what's the guest experience? What would the customer journey look like if you thought of your customer as a guest in your store, whether your store is online or you have a brick and mortar store? What is that customer journey from the eyes of a guest? And never forget that your customer is always in control of where he or she wants to spend those dollars. So it really only takes one lackluster experience for them to kind of start shopping somewhere else.
That's
So you're constantly wooing them.
And then and what you just described is irrelevance.
Yes.
See, that's the thing,
folks.
I've had people say, well, the customers get mad at you and leave. I said, no. They don't even know that they're leaving you. They just leave because all of a sudden you became irrelevant. And then somebody said, and I had somebody ask me, well, will they come back? And I say, yes, they'll come back. You just have to be relevant to them.
Exactly. And that piece of relevance, I love that you and I are on the same wavelength here, because what's relevant today may not be relevant tomorrow. And if you're spending all your time working in the business as a small business owner and not on the business, then you're not taking that precious time needed to stay one step ahead of customer expectations.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you lag behind.
I have achieved the maximum. I'm on the mountain now because I'm on the same wavelength with Olala and Jenga. I can take me now, Lord. This is as good as it gets. Olala and Jenga and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.